important distinction that parents often find very helpful is to understand the difference between discipline and punishment. Sometimes parents view those as the same thing, where in reality they have very distinct differences that really pose an attitude for parents that equips them to move forward with their kids in some strategic ways.
The term discipline really refers to training, teaching, equipping kind of interaction. It's quite different than just punishment that can be rather vindictive or a justice mentality. The discipline has a coaching idea to it. It's a different way of relating, thinking of what's in the child's best interest, where do we want to go with the child, and then how are we going to help the child move in that direction.
The word discipline comes from the same word that the word disciple comes from. The attitude have a teaching mentality. A disciple is someone who's learning from his teacher. And so if we think in terms of teaching instead of correcting, then we often can move in a broader sense as we're working with our children. Certainly, teaching involves correcting. Discipline isn't just about correction. It's about equipping our children for the future.
So the discipline is more of a positive term. It's moving forward. It's motivated out of love. It's thinking about what's best for the child and having a future-oriented view. How can I get my child from where he is now to where he needs to be through the discipline of sometimes it's correction, sometimes it's teaching, sometimes it's training, sometimes it's just in the midst of relationship that we're discipling our children to move forward.
I like that word train, because it implies a coaching mentality that a parent has with a child, that we're on their side. It's not like the parent and child are at odds with the problem between them. It's like the parent and child are on the same side with the problem out there, and we're working to address this problem of selfishness together, or this problem of disrespect or meanness, or of self-control, or managing your homework in an organized way. The problem is out there, I'm on your side, we're trying to move forward, and we're going to use some training in your life in order to move you in that direction.
That's a different attitude, a different mentality than punishment. Punishment is more of a, you did something wrong, you stepped out of the boundaries, you went in the wrong direction, and you're going to pay for that. You're going to receive some kind of a consequence because of what you did. But it doesn't necessarily have the teaching training component to equip children for next time.
Another word I really like here is the word therapy. I would suggest that all children need therapy. I know parents have known that for some time. But I'm not talking about the kind of therapy where you sit in a therapist's office and the therapist listens to you talk and then you come back the next week and talk some more. I'm talking about therapy in the physical therapy sense, where the physical therapist is working with you a couple times a week to make some changes and stretch you a little bit more, move you in a direction so that you're learning some new pathways. You're developing some new approaches to life. That's the kind of therapy I think most of us need and most of our children need.
So we want to help children to develop some new skills, new patterns, new ways of relating. That's all part of the discipline process. Therapy means practicing those new strategies, new skills, new patterns, so they become more a part of who I am. So the discipline, the therapy, the training all works together to help the child grow.
The word therapy in the New Testament is used over and over and over again. It's the word therapeuo, which is translated to heal. So when Jesus healed someone, that word is often used. It's the idea of something happening inside of them. And so Jesus heals them. I think we're doing something similar in a child's heart when we do therapy with them to help them overcome their selfish tendencies. Or we're helping them overcome their mean tendencies toward their brother. We're building in them new tendencies, healing that part of their heart. With God's grace, of course, we're allowing them to move forward. It's the therapy that makes it work.
And that therapy has more of a long-term view to it, as discipline does. We're looking for down the road, where's the child need to be, and then how am I going to move the child in that direction, help the child develop in a way that over time we're going to see progress.